AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The International Monetary Fund's forecasting the U.S. and global economies will grow a bit more this year than previously thought. IMF Chief Economist Pierre-Olivier Grinches.
The tariff shock itself is smaller than initially feared, with many trade deals and exemptions. Most countries also refrained from retaliation, keeping the trading system open. And the private sector proved agile, front-loading imports and rerouting supply chains.
However, he adds,
despite all these offsets, the tariff shock is here, and it is further dimming already weak growth prospects.
Julie Walker has the latest from the Fed chair.
Jerome Powell says that a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy. Powell's comments Tuesday in a speech to the National Association of Business Economics suggest that the Fed will likely cut its key interest rate twice more this year.
Based on the data we do have, it's fair to say that the outlook for employment and inflation does not appear to have changed much since our September meeting.
That's when the Fed reduced its key rate for the first time this year. Powell also says although some important government data has been delayed due to the shutdown, they routinely review a wide variety of public and private sector data that have remained available. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel says it's received the remains of four more deceased hostages from Hamas. Sam Mednick reports the militant group's slow release has prompted threats of a slowdown in the flow of aid into Gaza.
As part of this ceasefire deal, all of the bodies of the hostages are meant to be returned from Gaza. When it went into effect, there were 28 bodies, and so far only a few have been released. The families of the hostages and the hostage forum that supports them is demanding that all of the bodies come out.
President Trump says U.S. forces struck another boat allegedly carrying drugs in the waters off Venezuela. He says six aboard were killed. This is AP News. The leaves are falling early this year. Haya Pandrani examines why.
Soaking in the fall foliage is an annual tradition in New England states, as well as the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, the Great Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, and North Carolina. As temperatures drop, chlorophyll in leaves breaks down, and they turn to the autumn tones of yellow, orange, and red. But dry weather in the summer and fall can change all that, because the leaves lack water and causes them to turn brown and fall more quickly. Meteorologist Brad Rippey with the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that's what's happening this year.
On the latest drought monitor, we see across the lower 48 states, a little over 43% of the country in drought.
It all adds up to fewer leaves to peep. But Vermont visitor Debbie Anzalone from Pennsylvania says,
I've learned over the years to not search for peak and appreciate the pockets.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.